Rutherford Issues. We're everywhere you need to be. The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
All right, welcome back to Rutherford Issues here on WGNS. And Michelle Perkins with the 912 Project Rutherford County is joining us here this afternoon, actually hobbling in. Sorry for you because of what you have there. You're in this walking boot, and I can relate a story. I had to go with my daughter today. She fractured her arm about 3.5 weeks ago.
Ouch.
And had this nice cast on, and it happened to be her right hand, and they're starting multiplication tests this Friday, and she was all worried about it and was excited that maybe it would come off today, but she's another month in a splint. So, but at least maybe she can write with that. But
it's hot and uncomfortable, but I heard your weather.
I can feel
cool
your pain. I guess, well, I can't.
Well, I don't want you to feel my pain. Trust me on that.
You have been keeping the roads hot.
Yes.
You know, at least one person is contributing to try to bring the gas prices down by keeping their tank full, right?
And I get horrible mileage per gallon. It's awful. But, well, yeah, I'm busy.
Tell me about some of the things that are going on. We're going to talk about some of those with the 912 Project and a lot of those going on. But I kind of wanted to start out with you about what is it that you do? I mean, you're a member of this group, but it's more than just that for you, isn't it?
It is. It started actually several years ago. So I'm not new at this, so I don't want folks to think you wake up tomorrow and do what I'm doing. This is going on 3 years now that this has been my passion. And how it started was the 912 Project, Brentwood, Tennessee. I was the only person in Murfreesboro wanting to do anything like this. And we were supposed to stand up as Americans on a day, 912, several years ago, and find like-minded folks. There wasn't anybody else in the borough, so I had to go as far as Brentwood to find somebody. And Lee Douglas and Michelle Perkins became the founding members of the 912 Project, Brentwood. We've now expanded into the 912 Project, Tennessee, and we are a statewide organization now, and we've broken off into counties. We have a very active Rutherford County team, and our leader here is Catherine Hudgens, who has done a phenomenal job. We have a board, and it strangely worked out, most of our board are from Murfreesboro, so we're very fortunate, which will lead into something else I want to announce. Murfreesboro has become an incredible hotbed for grassroots organizers, and I can't explain it. I love it. It's a wonderful thing, and I was
2 years ago, there were none. So
there were
amazing.
None. Just in this particular forum I was following, which was meetup.com and the whole Glenn Beck movement. But, you know, years later, this is becoming an overwhelming responsibility. There's so much to engage in. It's kind of like once you open the door and look and become informed, I don't know how you turn it off. Or you're only burying your head in the sand, which I can understand why folks would want to do that, but I'm here to tell you, change definitely does occur. I am not in this battle 3 years later and I haven't got any wins in the pocket. I definitely have some things I would say have gone very well, and I'm proud to be a part of that. And I was thinking about today how to inspire folks a little bit. If you're listening to talk radio, chances are you've heard all the AP headlines today, and just today you've heard that poor hits 46 million, which is a new low, I think, in five generations. And then the federal deficit, you heard, hit 1.23 trillion in August. And then we've got a big scandal coming up, Fast and the Furious, and that's a gun running story to Mexico. They're saying that's going to be bigger than Watergate if it explodes. Now, how does somebody take all that and then go watch a reality TV show at night and not have that tickle in their stomach or your head saying, I really should do something? The problem is people don't know what the something is. So I really want to convey to folks what that something is. And it's not as frightening, as scary as you think it might be. I will say it's out of your comfort zone. Leave it behind. We all have. I'm not comfortable sitting here looking at you, even though you're really cute.
Well, you know, we try to do what we can to make it pleasant here at the station, but, you know, I can understand that.
But who wants, I mean, if you're not in radio, who thinks this is something you would do? It's scary. It really is. And it's a wonderful thing how your life can change for the better if you just push yourself. And I was going to tell the folks four major events that this stay-at-home mom with four kids is tackling over the next 10 days. And this is how it always is in my home. Ask my husband. He's not always happy. But it's what I've chosen to do to try to fight for the America I want my children and grandchildren to have. So push it off yourself if you want. If you've been hiding your head in the sand a little bit, and think about your kids.
Talk to us a little bit about the why. I mean, you have mentioned you want a better future for your kids and all, but when you look at all the headlines and you think, what can I do? You know, maybe I can speak out with my vote. You know, that's one step, but you're taking it several steps further, and I think that's the progression that folks really kind of get stuck on.
Well, there's always that straw that breaks the camel's back, and I've been asked over the years, why in the world are you doing this and with such a commitment level? Because I certainly do not expect everybody to put in the hours I do. And it goes back to my husband, who's in healthcare. And he morally had an objective on how to run his company. It was a moral dream to run it a certain way. Overreaching government is making that dream impossible. And when I saw the overreaching government regulation come into my home on that level, breaking a light in his eye, literally down because of paperwork coming through his office, something just snapped. I watched this man spend 12 years in the education process to be a proprietor in the business world as a physician. And it's nearly impossible to do it today. The sole proprietor physician will not exist anymore. And I'm here to tell you that. If you're not in a major group, you can't make it. So old Doc Smith, you grew up with, gone. Regulation has run these people out of business.
Now, you did a little work in the healthcare field as well, just enough to know that there were some problems.
All I did was the kind of the marketing side and held some patient hands a little bit. I'm certainly not in the medical field. But as a business owner,
but
I was the wife.
Up front, yeah.
Absolutely. I was, you know, doing it's still a small business, and people forget that. If you have a doctor that is owning their practice, they are that small businessman or woman in America. They're not necessarily big corporate with a hospital system. It kind of puts a different perspective on things. And that is the day I became livid enough to do something. And this is what it is.
Other people that you talk to, does it take some point for them to say, I've had enough and I'm going to do something about it?
It seems to. There's a large mass of people now that attend our meetings, and they attend meetings, which is fabulous. Then they still search, what else can I do? And what I have coming up on the 17th, nice segue, is what they can do next. When you've attended, you've rallied, you've held your sign, you've maybe talk to a friend or two or a family member about it, or convince your spouse not to cross out your vote next time in the booth, at least vote for the same candidate. It's time to do something else. This is an unbelievable time in our history as a nation. And if you really have a commitment to save our country, and that's a key, do you want to save the country, or are you comfortable with the mutation of America that is coming our way unless we manage to stop it?
There's
and you have to think about that.
There's a breaking point at some place.
We are there. Statistically, the entitlement percentage of the population has exceeded the providers. And what I mean by that is more people are getting than contributing. And that's been talked about for about 3 years, that it was coming. It happened. What that problem mathematically leads to is, will an entitlement person vote to cut their own entitlement? And that gets very dangerous, because it's unlikely. It's hard to take cookies away if they taste good.
And especially if it's your candy jar.
Exactly.
Your cookie jar there. Let's see. You said in the next 10 days you have 3-4 events.
Yep.
I don't know how you can keep count.
I don't know. I don't do anything else.
Well, let's talk about some of those. What's the first coming up? And maybe let folks know what opportunities there are for them to maybe become involved in some of them as well.
I'm literally going to spill this out as a calendar of events, and it's what my calendar running around in my car looks like. I don't have one of those fancy iPad things yet to do it all electronically. I'm a paper girl. But locally, we have a very heated issue coming up. And it's called redistricting. And this is a big deal. It sounds dry and not sexy. And who would want to sit in on this meeting tomorrow night at the courthouse at 6 p.m.? I'm telling you, if you have a county commissioner or you have a commissioner, and I guarantee you every one of us does, you need to be here. This is a redistricting of our county being presented to our commissioners. It's very important to let your commissioner know how you feel on this issue. Most people don't even know who their commissioner is. I invite you to find that out, and I invite you to vote and let them know what you think. You can find that information if you just Google commissioner on DNJ.com. Mm-hmm. It'll pop up. It's the lead story if you Google the word commissioner. Easy to find. Educate yourself on that. I'm not going to tell you how to vote. If you want my opinion, I will be happy to tell you. But at least engage and educate yourself. That's what I'm asking.
But the redistricting is the commissioners are in 21 districts in the county.
Correct.
And so this is part of the process after a census. You know, every 10 years, there's redistricting. Not only we hear about it on the statewide level,
yes,
but it also happens on the local level.
And it can only happen every so often. So it's a big deal. And again, a lot of people, their eyes roll back in their head and they glaze over because this is not a fun subject. It's much more fun to go talk about the latest cover of People magazine or whatever. It seems dry. I'm telling you, once you get in it, it's addictive to a point because you realize how important this all is. And the issue coming up, which is so vitally important, is that they're talking about taking 21 commission seats to 14. This is a very big deal. You'd actually have elected officials voting to eliminate seats, which, think about that. Really? That doesn't happen often. So it's a heated debate, and I encourage y'all to really check that out. And there are definite pros for it and cons.
And that's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
It's at the courthouse. I believe that starts at 6.
6.
Okay.
And the presentation will be going on by Commissioner Stevens, Robert Stevens. If you want to Google him as well, you can find out the information on that.
So that's item number one.
Item one. And Friday night I'm off, but Saturday morning I am so excited about this. And this is a coup for Murfreesboro, and I want to explain why. American Majority came here a few weeks back, and they interviewed us. And they wanted to know how we were doing it here. And why is they were putting on their first ever national day of training and what they call a training bomb. You've heard money bombs in political world. Well, this is a training day bomb, and they're trying to train across the nation simultaneously as many grassroots activists as possible. We were chosen out of the nation with cities like New York and Chicago, beating out cities like Philadelphia, because of our level and commitment to activism in little old Rutherford County. I was blown away. So we have these major cities. I haven't Googled every city that's taking place with the summit, or it's not a summit, the training day, but it's right up there with Tulsa, Dallas, New York, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and then you see Murfreesboro. And I am so proud of that. I'm so proud of the people that made that possible. And 912 Project Tennessee and 912 Project Rutherford County are both sponsoring that event. So we'll be there in full force. We've already got 60-plus folks showing up. This will be a great event. It's very affordable. It's $25, and you're actually going to feed your brain. And I recommend bring those high school-type age bracket children. They have got to learn what's coming. This is an awesome opportunity for that child that's civics-minded, or maybe on student council. Awesome opportunity for any homeschoolers out there. They are going to tackle subjects such as, let me get my paper out here.
You have so many. I don't know how you keep
up
with
the problem. Volunteering is going to be one of the things. And that's important because you can volunteer ineffectively. They're going to show you with your limited amount of time what to do. Vetting candidates, very important. If you don't want to be a candidate, great, but you need to know how to vet a candidate, not necessarily vote for them because they're buddies on the baseball team or whatever. And that's hard in a small town. We're all friends, and you get into some issues with that. And they're going to talk about new social media, such as Facebook and Twitter, and how that can all work. That is overwhelming to a lot of folks, but I got a peek at the technology coming to help us on the ground when the elections come around, It's fascinating what we are going to be able to do with our smartphones now. And you'll learn that technology and be introduced to it and hopefully not be afraid of it by the end of the day, because I still don't know how to use my smartphone. And this is, again, $25, and you just have to log on to trainingbomb.org, and it'll come up. I'm sorry, trainingbomb.com. And all you're going to do is register right through that site. If you want to go the back road and go to 912 Project Tennessee, you sure can. But trainingbomb.com will take you directly to the American Majority link. And you pay online. If you must, you can pay at the door that day, but they will cap seats at 100. So there's a possibility you could be turned away just due to seating. And it's going to be held here on Old Fort Parkway at the Doubletree Hotel from 9:30, doors open. It begins at 10 and it ends at 3. And it's not a summit. It's not a rally. This is effective training. And I want that to be made very clear, because the time, I think, is to move on now. We've rallied, we've protested, people know we're here. They definitely know who we are now. So let's organize on a totally different level.
Michelle Perkins joining us today with 912 Project Rutherford County as we talk about many of the things that are coming up. And there are a couple of different events, and some including presidential candidates making their way into Rutherford County. And I think that that's interesting, because you mentioned Murfreesboro being kind of picked out of major cities across the country. And now we have presidential candidates coming to town. I know Herman Cain was in town.
Herman Cain, and he'll come back. I got wind today that he'll be back through in October, which is great. I loved him. And Michelle Bachman will be making an appearance locally. You'll have to travel over to the Natchez Trace Country Club or Legislative Plaza downtown Nashville to see her that day. But that'll be on the 23rd. And we're hoping not to endorse a presidential candidate. Again, ask any 912er, they'll all have a different opinion. We're individual-minded, trust me on that. And our goal is more to bring as much information about every candidate to the people and give you that inside look to these campaigns that maybe you're not necessarily going to get from the regular media. You're going to catch at 5 and 6 o'clock on the usual stations.
Sure, yeah.
A peek inside, you know, more details.
So you actually help in that vetting process that you were talking about a moment ago that's so important.
Absolutely. And we'll come out with our favorite just by default.
Well, it usually comes out somewhere around the
top. I'll tell you, we don't have one yet. Not even close. Not even close.
Well, we're a little early, I guess, now,
I know.
Are we?
I know.
But after Christmas, the political bells will be ringing instead of Christmas bells.
Yeah, there's still rumor that we're going to get some late jump-ins, and I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. It can make it interesting, though.
Yeah.
And then the following day, I have to give T-Bones and Politics a plug. T-Bones and Politics has been driven by State Rep Joe Carr for years. It's a fabulous event. I attended last year. Absolutely loved it. He has secured Dick Morris as the guest that night. That, again, is a very affordable event for folks. It's $50, and you get a T-bone steak and a baked potato out of it, and the opportunity to listen to Dick Morris for an hour. And we will have an official straw poll for the presidential candidates, which is fantastic. That should get some folks out there to that event. And that will be held in Las Casas, Tennessee. And you can go to tbonesandpolitics.org to register online for that as well.
Now, Joe's not actually doing the grilling, is he?
I don't know. I'm never going to predict what he is going to do.
Isn't that the truth? let's kind of bring all of this back around together to say that we're not actually saying that you have to be involved in every single thing that Michelle Perkins is doing. But for the person who would like to get involved, would like to know how they can make a difference, what should they do? How can they do that?
You can start simple. We have so many facets to our friendship of patriots. And what I mean by that is we also work with Greenhouse Ministries on a regular basis to do our philanthropic organizational, you know, our time there. We coupon. We have a couponing club. We've got some book readers that like to read the patriotic books, and homeschooling. We've got so many facets going on in our organization. Find me on Facebook or email me at michelleperkins.com and just start a conversation. Say, I'm out here. I want to know what's going on. We are on Facebook at 912 Project Rutherford County. Easy to get on the site. I'm on Facebook, email, it's all available. And we have meetings here once a month, usually over at the Maple Street Grill. Mike, giving him a plug, he gives us the upstairs. We're having a little problem. We have so many people at our meeting, we might actually bump out of there. We had 106 people last month. So you're not going to be alone. It's not going to be like three people and you have to be on a spotlight. You can actually sneak in. And we have another event with Rutherford County Tea Party. We partner with them once a month for a social. And that might be a very good way to start. And that's at Three Brothers Deli. We meet there once a month. So you can even get with Rutherford County Tea Party's website as well on Facebook and just come out for a social. We don't even talk politics that night. We work on getting to know each other that night.
A lot of information out there. Facebook probably the best way
it
to
we
gather
like
some
Facebook.
Info. Yeah.
And it's quick. A lot of people don't want it because of they think it's a security breach of some type. Their person is out there too much. You can definitely limit who you accept on that. And at least get on it long enough to find us, and we can go private route if you like. We can make personal phone calls to you, or private email accounts can be divulged at that point.
Michelle, thanks for coming in today. And
thank you, as always.
Gosh, with your schedule, I'm glad that you were able to come in today.
It was great. Between Publix and a kid picking up from basketball, I'm good.
You still have those things to do too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Michelle, thanks again. Michelle Perkins with the 912 Project Rutherford County joining us here on WGNS Rutherford Issues. We'll wrap things up in a second.